Gary.
I'm the one and a two and a three. Hello and welcome to episode 79 of the Hot Toy Cast, the high-end action figure podcast for high-end people where we discuss all things 1/6 action figures from the likes of Hot Toys, Sideshow, Mondo, Inart, Caustic, Plastic, and anyone else who's kicking around there some nice 1/6 scale collectibles. Today, it's just myself and one Michael Crawford today. Sadly, we're down a guy today because Jeff Parker had some personal errands to run today, some emergency personnel. So it's just myself and Michael Crawford today. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing just fine. Jeff is just sick of our shit. That's what it is.
He is. He's just sick of our banter.
Yeah, he just can't take us anymore.
It's just banter. We're just bantering. We're like two old geezers now. We're all old geezers now because I'm 50 next month, or in August, Mike. Next month. I'm 50 in August now, so I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, good for you. Happy half a century.
Yeah, man. Jeez, 1975. And like, it's gas as well. Like, so many other people like are turning like 50 this year. Like, it's going to be the year where everyone starts turning 50. But I'm trying to figure out what to do with my 50th. I could do a shindig, but I just think I would like to go for a nice surf and read comics on the beach. That's what all I want to do. That's all I want to do. Nothing too fancy. People are saying, oh, I should throw a big party. I'm like, no, I'm not throwing a party. I don't want to throw a party. But yes, today on this hot toy cast, we're going to be looking at Hot Toys John Wick, DX Joker, Caustic Plastics Colonel James Braddock, Chuck Norris, Pennywise, Mike said Pennywise. Which Pennywise is that, Mike? The Inart Pennywise or Hot Toys Pennywise?
No, the new Hot Toys.
The new Hot Toys Pennywise.
Or no, not Hot Toys. Sorry, Sideshow. The new Sideshow.
Oh, the new Sideshow Pennywise. Oh, based on, like, the old Pennywise.
Yeah, Tim Curry.
Okay, cool. And obviously Mondo from Poison Ivy from Mondo. And what's Hoshi?
Star Trek. Hoshi Sato. Oh, do you not watch Enterprise?
Oh, the lovely Hoshi. Oh, yes. Oh, she's lovely.
Yes.
Oh, she's a darling. So, yeah, we're going to cover those figures today. But first of all, we're going to talk about the latest state of the collectibles, obviously, because everyone is kind of, we're not being panickins here, are we, Mike? Not being panickins. Apparently, we are if we kind of start freaking out a little bit. But I think, it's hard. We don't want to get too into this because we don't want to bum people out and stuff. Like, this is a podcast for a bit of escapism. But, you know, obviously, we're watching on Facebook and as the events of the planet unfold before us with little or no choice or control over that, other than the fact that how people voted. But, people are saying, is this the end of the collectibles industry? Is this, that's far too doomseekery for me. I mean, you can take it, continue on here, Mike, after, but I'm just like thinking that, my simple take is this: money talks louder than any politician swims. Money, 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 money is God. And money to me is the thing that's going to push back. I just think there's too much money to be lost by not doing effective business with China. It's just, there's just too money. It's such a global economy now. You can't just do things in isolation like that anymore. People are on about like, we should build stuff in the US. Well, you can't. You don't have the infrastructure. Factories are going to take about 5 to 6 to 10 years to make. Where is the skill going to come from? And where is the labor going to come from? Because people aren't going to sit on a work line like that. Just people aren't. There's a reason why Ronald Reagan.
Well, the labor is. Yeah, the labor was never an issue anyway. Everybody keeps talking about jobs coming back. Lutnick, he's our Commerce Secretary, actually said the part out loud this week that they weren't supposed to say, and he said, well, those jobs will be automated. Well, of course they'll be automated. Jobs have been lost in the last 40 years far more to automation than they have to being shipped overseas.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, yeah, jobs, even if you built a factory, you'd automate it. So you're not going to have a whole bunch of jobs coming back.
Yeah, but even for collectibles, collectibles can't be automated. They can be automated within some parameters, but not to some degree, yes, but you're still going to need.
You didn't know you were being replaced with AI next week? Sorry.
Nah.
I mean, this whole podcast could be an AI thing, and we wouldn't even need us.
It could be. If we start talking recycling things and sounding like our language isn't proper, then we're gonna
yes.
no, it's AI.
They already think we're crazy, so
yeah, exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, it is going to be what you're going to have is you're going to, and you know this, Eamon. We were just talking about this. Small manufacturers are going to be deeply damaged.
They
so,
are.
You know, if you're looking at, you'll hear people sometimes say, oh, well, in, 5 years, it'll be great. Well, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. They can't wait 5 years. Yeah. They don't have money to sit on and wait for the economy to come back to where it was when it And
that's
really
a
didn't
big
need to go
if
this
as
way in
well.
the
That's a
first
huge
place.
if.
Right. And then small companies, people, I already know a couple of Kickstarters that have gotten canceled from
Yep.
smaller companies.
Yep.
People are they're going to start reducing spending. It is now, does it mean it's the end? Well, there's not the end of anything, right? Because in 10 years from now, somebody, if all this passes, somebody will come along and start things back up again. And the smart companies will find a way to weather. If you think about 2007, 2008, the
Yeah.
recession, a lot of companies disappeared. There
Yes,
were
they
a
did.
lot of small companies that went belly up, and a few like Mezco, like NECA, they managed to hunker down, kind of reduce the amount of product they were producing, not extend themselves too much, and wait it out. And then they survived. Other companies, they were already, some of them were already in a bad position. That's the ones I feel the worst for right now, who are already extended right now, and this
Yeah.
kind of came out of left field, and they can't really do much to hunker down. They've just got to, the bills are already piling up. So
Well,
it's going to hurt, especially small manufacturers. Hasbro and Mattel, they'll just shift their
Mattel
production around, or
already
they might shift.
Mattel had already shipped off. We're doing their mass, they're like massive wrist figures now, are made in Vietnam kind of thing now. So
Right,
mass
right, right.
Mattel. I'm just wondering how do Hasbro. I don't know much about Hasbro. Do Hasbro ship off to Vietnam and stuff like that? Because I'm like, we're like even Frazetta Girls now. We're like, what do we do? Luckily, I think with the Frazetta Girls, there's a very robust business there, so we should be fine on that sense. But still, obviously, we got Conan dropping in like shipping in June, and my hope is it's gonna blow over by the time Conan is like, what of all the times for this crack to happen, it had to come along when I dropped my biggest figure, most exciting figure ever, and it's Conan. It's like my boy. So we're just going to see. We're not increasing the prices. We're not increasing our prices, listeners. In case anyone's following me, like on a personal level, Frazetta Girls will not be upping their prices. We're going to keep our prices the same. But as we have other, Sarah and Joe and Frazetta Girls in general they've got other avenues. So hopefully should be able to weather it. But still, man, I'm like, oh. But look, fluid.
You know what it might do, though, for people who are selling their old stuff on eBay? You might see a new market start to spring up. Because I do expect that collectors aren't going to suddenly disappear. They're going to look for ways to spend their money more frugally, but they're going to look to still spend their money on things they want. And so you're going to see a more of a vintage market, I bet.
Yeah, you think the
That's what
secondary
happened
market
in
might
the
take a
last
boost?
recession. You're going to start to see a vintage market, more money getting spent on older stuff that's already been released.
It's the strangest thing. I remember during that first recession back in 2008, I was flush with doing DVD covers, and all the companies I did the DVD covers all went belly up, and I was doing really well that time, and then obviously slumped in for a while. Then I got a mad surge of work there at the start of COVID, Masters of the Universe stuff. And I was like bloody brilliant. I'm like, ooh, and I've been kind of riding high since that now. And now this comes along, and I'm just like, oh God, I'm just getting, just things are really getting going. And but things are fluid, and as I said, I do think there is more powerful things. Look, man, if you watch TV shows like House of Cards and stuff like that, you're led to believe that there are seriously powerful players in the background and more powerful than presidents or prime ministers or whatever. You'd like to think that somebody's pushing back somewhere, kind of thing, and just saying, hey, look, this is an idea. Maybe incentivizing companies to set up shop in America might be better than punishing the ones over. Because are we led to believe now that Ronald Reagan was all wrong then? Because this completely flies in the face of what Ronald Reagan set up. So I'm just like, is
Correct.
Ronald
Well,
Reagan bad
it
now?
completely it flies in the face of 100 years of economic policy, right? I mean, it just the idea that America was somehow had gone to shit, that somehow our economy, we were the strongest economy in the world, and
Yes,
we got
the
that way
wealthiest
over a
country in the
hundred
world.
years of working with our allies and working with trade. And so, we've kind of trashed all that now, and this idea that we're going to go this on our own is. It's so funny because we've just seen in the last week how that's changed, right? So we're going to have tariffs on everybody, and then once we started an actual trade war with China, oh wait a minute, we better pull those tariffs off because we need everybody's help to attack China.
And hoping that that'll be
So,
fluid.
it's just going to be an interesting next couple of years.
Yeah, well, I would just hope there's U-turns happening, and I just hope the deals can be made because, I like you said, there's a few of my business friends now. We go to things like PowerCons and stuff, and all those small toy vendors and stuff like that. They're all going to take a serious kicking, man. And it's just, it's I'm just worried about that, and
Yep, the small guy's going to get hit the most, as always.
So, but such is
When
the.
elephants fight, the grass gets destroyed.
Indeed, and the mice get trampled. But there you go, guys. That's kind of our little take on it. But I'm of the opinion I'm in standby mode. I'm still remaining positive that money wins out and money talks louder than anything. And my hope is that the realization that yo God, you cannot do business without China. No one can, and it's just we're too entrenched with each other now. We're one big global thingy. But the problem is people don't. There's so much spin and baloney out there with the media. That people aren't told the truth, and they're blanketed and they're kept in this little bubble of kind of isolation, and you just see it across the board that people are very isolationist thinking, and they don't think, where their Apple Mac computer. Oh, well, just won't stop buying an Apple. I won't buy my iPhone anymore. Okay, so what are you going to do? Buy a Samsung? Good luck with that. You know what I mean? All right, enough of that, lads. Let's go on to some fun stuff. Let's actually talk about toys here now, because we might have lost half of our listeners now by talking politicals and them getting whiff of our political allegiances or lack of, whichever the case may be. Right, so we got. It's been a, despite everything, it's actually been a fun month, and I think the first figure we're going to kick off, everyone's, I think it's the figure everyone's been dying for, to be honest, and it is Cassian Andor from Rogue One: A Star Wars Story. And this is actually Cassian Andor from Rogue One: A Star Wars Story. It's not Cassian Andor from Andor. The Prison Break, Star
Which kind of
Wars.
makes sense, though, because of the costume,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
If you think of Andor, he doesn't really wear anything super interesting that I can
No.
think of, but he did wear a pretty cool outfit in Rogue One.
He did. It's like a nice, good rebel outfit. I think the face sculpt in this is stunning. I'm loving now that the default is now going with the eyeball system, the rotatable eyes. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. That's a nice, it's a nice thing. But it's a lovely figure. It's an amazing head sculpt, I think. I mean, I won't be getting it. I'm literally about to sell my K2SO and my Jyn Erso because I do like Rogue One, but I don't love Rogue One. And now we're getting to the stage of like collecting, where it's like only the things that I absolutely love are cinephily. I'm going to get into the cinephile conversation a little bit later on, where we're going to review Chuck Norris, Colonel James Braddock, but I'm kind of wanting to have more of a more.
I hate to break this to you, Eamon, but using the word cinephile
And Chuck
and
Norris,
Chuck
I
Norris in the
realize
same
that is a
sentence, that's just
that's
not
an
really
act.
a.
True that, true that. But Canon films and all that. We'll get on to that. But they're also releasing a K2SO here now. I mean, are you going to get Andor for starters? Is he a figure on your radar?
I'm thinking about it. I love the movie. It's like my third favorite Star Wars
All
movie.
right.
Yes, and so I love the movie. I've got my Jyn Erso. I've got my BB. I got K2SO over here on the side. I didn't look through the thing. Why are they doing another K2SO? What's
I
different about
guess
this one?
because the other
Anything?
one, I guess like everything else, maybe a secondary market is just thing. He does appear to have a little bit more battle damage. I think you can change out some parts on him. Let's have a little quick gander. But I think it's just because sometimes Hot Toys see the secondary market in some of these
Yeah.
characters and just say, "Oh."
Well, they also might have thought, with Rogue One, they needed to give him have something else with
I mean,
Andor.
it can reuse those molds again. Hot Toys like to reuse the molds. Sadly, my computer's been really, really, really slow. But yeah, I think this K2SO, I think the eyes are a different color on him as well in this one again. And I think he comes with more battle damage parts. Like you can change out the panels, and he's got like some of the bullet holes in him. And K2SO was, of course, a great character in that movie. He's kind of one of the standouts of the character.
He is a great character, yeah.
He is. So yeah. He does look a little bit. I mean, to be honest, it looks like the exact same figures I have already out there on the coffee table. But it looks like he. And yeah, and it comes all the same stuff. But I think his eyes maybe glow up a little bit differently. Let's have a quick scan. Boom, boom, boom. No battle damage bits. No. It just has a few more nicks in his armor, and that's it. Maybe he's got a slightly better paint job. I'm not seeing any differences here. Are they?
Yeah, I didn't see any when I glanced at it, but
Okay. Maybe the eyes are the same color as before, but I don't know. Now here's one though that everyone is talking about. Now this. And this, of course, is selling out, has already sold out, and people are really like selling it for like 800 quid and stuff like that. And it is the Star Wars Darth Vader Sith Apprentice, and of course, it's this is one of the new artisan figures, and it's got like the real hair, and it's got Anakin. And to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the trilogy. If I was to get one figure of the trilogy, I have to say it would be this one. It's this is cool as hell. This figure. You know, I've no idea how that hair is going to look. I mean, I don't have any of the artisans from Hot Toys, so I have no idea how well the hair holds up compared to the prototypes. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get the last one. I know one is another one has just dropped. The other Anakin has just dropped, and I don't know what. I haven't actually seen reactions to that yet. I mean, it looks pretty good, but I think some people were complaining that the facial features were a little bit soft on it, and the hair maybe requires some futzing. But you know, hair's always going to require a little bit of futzing. But this Anakin dude, yeah, if it wasn't so ridiculously expensive, I would be getting this. But I'm not paying 800 quid for a figure, man. I'm just not. I really dropped. Did you? Speaking of crazy money, did you saw the Four Horsemen Dragon? Did you?
I saw pictures. I never actually went to the store to look at it there because I did not want to be any more tempted.
I dropped on that one. I sold a few Hot Toys to drop on that one, but yeah, I'm going for the Dragon. And that one, that's gonna be like 700, 800, you know, quid. That's the most I've ever spent on any silly thing like ever. Usually I trade, but I've sold a few Hot Toys to pay for it kind of thing. But yeah, anyway, so this Anakin, people are loving this Anakin, but it seems like it's like 1,000 in Asia and 1,000 went to Sideshow for the U.S. market, and I'm like, it looks really, those eyes are amazing. He does look really, really, really dope. What do you think of this one, Mike?
He looks gorgeous. I'm not a huge Anakin fan. Again, not a fan of the prequels. And so I have an Anakin. I have a nice Hot Toys Anakin standing next to a nice Hot Toys Vader. I don't really need another one.
You don't need
He's
no need,
gorgeous.
but just.
He doesn't, as a character, he doesn't speak to me well enough to need to drop that kind of money.
No, he doesn't. But the eyes are dope. The eyes are absolutely dope, and of course, people obviously did drop the Deadpool did drop as dropped as well. The actual in hand, but we've got a couple of other little Star Wars to get through. Let's not waste too much time on them really, because it's like, you know, we got the dual effect version of Darth Vader. It's like a Darth Vader with kind of illustrated lights, kind of like there's a lighting effect illustrated on him. Like it's kind of like to see what you see Mondo doing with the pink kind of cell shading on a character. But this is kind of like, you know, this is meant to, you know, that it's kind of Vader with the blue light hitting off him. I mean, it's fine. I just don't know why you'd buy this instead of the other ones. But I think the Mike, no? This is one of the jewel.
No.
No, okay. Fair enough. Okay, another one that everyone's been dying for. And we have needed one of these. And luckily it does come with a head sculpt and everything. And it is Daredevil Born Again from the TV series that finally got really good on that second to last episode. It just got really good. Because I'm like, I don't know about you, Mike, but I absolutely adored that Netflix Daredevil series. I thought that was the best thing since sliced bread, man. 3 seasons of absolute righteous awesomeness. And I thought that, you know, quick review was my that the difference between the two shows is the difference in the theme music. Even though the tune is the same, the new tune has got way more orchestra and it's got way more umped up. It's way more money spent on it, but it's also less interesting and less cool, which is what the TV show is. It's cool, it's still Daredevil, but it's just not as good as what came before. But that second to last episode, because I haven't watched the latest episode, is I don't even the latest episode has fully dropped yet, has it? The new one. But the second to last episode, I really like that one. You know, where Bullseye does his thing, and I think Bullseye's such a great character. But this figure's nice, man. I mean, this is a brand new Daredevil, which is obviously the second Daredevil we had a previous Daredevil before, which did not come with a matte head sculpt. So this one actually does. He's got a stubble. His teeth are. He comes with different face plates, and he comes with a great Matty head with the red glasses and everything. It looks good. I mean, the texture looks a little heavy on it, if I'm being honest. But go on, Mike. You tell me what do you think of this one?
This is the only one that we've talked about so far that I pre-ordered. I
Ah,
love the new show.
yeah.
I don't need to see a superhero show that's always just a superhero. I like Batman when he's a detective. I like Matt Murdock when he's a lawyer.
Yeah, me
And I
too.
like the fact that the beginning of this show, the first 4 or 5 episodes, built a reason why he got out, and we saw why he was hesitant to get back in, and then it built a relationship with him and Fisk. That made sense, kind of why he ends up getting sucked back in. So I've been really enjoying this one. I gotta have this figure because it's got the matte head. I mean, that was the thing. I've got the first one. It's a nice figure, but it doesn't really scream television show Daredevil. It's just Daredevil. If you know the show, you know it's the right costume. But I want this one because I want to be able to have the costume with the Murdock head on it, next to the older one. So this was a pre. pre-order for me.
Yeah. The only thing I will say, did you often find it on like that some of your hot toys do kind of date a little bit? They just kind of, so like some of the proportions can be like, oh, that looks a little dated now. And, you know, especially when they release like a version two of it, it's like, oh my God, it does make the old version look a little bit, ugh.
Oh, sure. Yeah, especially when there's enough time in between. I mean, when you now that Hot Toys has been doing this for 20 years, yeah, there's enough time in between releases that you can look at it and go, yeah, you know what? If they'd done that one now, it would, like, I have a great example is I have both Two Faces from the Nolan Batman movies on the shelf, and there is like night and day between the two faces, right? I mean, the
Yeah.
first one is a very really early Hot Toys, you know,
Yeah.
it's an example. We thought it was great at the time, but it's very early Hot Toys. And the second one, just the costume, the way it fits, the way it's tailored, the sculpting. Yeah, it's just it seeing them next to each other like that, when you have one that are several years apart, you can really tell the difference.
Those especially parents with the Predators, I remember as well, kind of thing. But yeah, no, I'm gonna see about the Daredevil. The only thing, I mean, I want to see a bit more. Do you want to see about the Daredevil? I find his legs a little bit on the thin side, especially his lower legs. He seems to have no calf muscles at all. That's the only thing I would say about it as well. And I do find this with Hot Toys sometimes. Sometimes just there's just always something, just something's just a little bit just with the anatomy and the underlying suit and things. And but I mean, like, I love his upper body, but I just think where the belt downwards, it's just a little flat for me, but I love the head sculpts. I love the gritty teeth. I mean, that just looks dope, because that just looks so much like Charlie Cox, doesn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. And you know, he's such a good character. I'm really excited for the finale now, because I did really like that last episode. I thought that last episode, or the second to last, the penultimate one, I thought that was really a good episode, so I was very happy with that. Okay, so we better start getting onto reviews now soon, but let's just finish off what we got here. We got another life-size Grogu. Yeah. I mean, do we need another life-size Grogu? I mean, what's wrong with the last Grogu? Does this guy open his mouth like the last Grogu? Because I've got the last life-size Grogu and absolutely love him, but this is one that goes in a little carrier bag for all those dudes who are cosplaying as Mandalorian and stuff. But
There you go.
I guess that's, and he's poseable. He's much more poseable. But it seems like most of it is the same. Does he open his mouth? No, his mouth does not open. Was it because there was issues with reported issues? And like, I love how he poses, this little one, and his hair seems nice. I mean, he does look a little bit more screen accurate than the last one. I have his kind of his mouth is kind of a little bit more downturned, which is a little bit more reminiscent of the TV show. I love that he comes in the bag. And that's really nice. I mean, I do like this, but I'm quite happy with the last one as well, because he comes in the he comes in, he's got a little ball, and he comes in like a cardboard cradle as well, which is quite nice. But any interest in this?
No.
No interest in this
Nah.
one. Okay. I mean, it's interesting that Hot Toys are doing life-size one. I'm not gonna even bother talking about the Iron Man Mark IV fractal armor, because I'm just like, why? But fine, look, there's diehard collectors out there. And the Deadpool and Wolverine. No, that's actually one that has actually dropped now. People are actually able to pick that right up now, and have to say, man, it does look very nice, especially coming with the Wade Wilson actually, the actual head sculpt of Wade Wilson. What about you on this one, Mike? Or do you have what Deadpool do you have?
I have the first two they did,
Yeah.
and I'm happy with those. Although the Wade Wilson head sculpt is what's really tempting me with this one. I don't, you know, those didn't have the Wade Wilson head sculpt, and so
Yeah.
I really would like to have that, but I haven't ordered it yet.
It's very. It's.
I did order the one Wolverine, the new Wolverine in the yellow,
Oh yeah. Oh, that's.
just
Yeah,
because, you
I'm
know, that
excited
one,
for
I
that
had to
one.
have that on the shelf.
Yeah, that needs to drop that. Hopefully, that'll be. That might be out by the time we do a next recording with Jeff. So hopefully, that'll be out by then, kind of thing. But this is. I mean, this is a great Deadpool. He's really dirty, really, really, really dirty. Whereas the last one, you know, obviously the from because this is the second Deadpool now from the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. They've released two Deadpools and two Wolverines for this one. I've actually ordered a shirtless Wolverine. I'll compare side by side which one's the one. Only keep one. But I mean, a weathered Deadpool is very cool, just because it just has that kind of extra layer of realism and stuff, and it comes with the bones, the steel bones of poor old Logan. And what I really especially love is actually the half mask, the kind of the upper mask. Like, that to me is like really, really, really cool. But honestly, man, I have the Deadpool just the previous version that came with baby pool and head pool and all those. I'm perfectly happy with that one. This is
Yeah,
nice.
I skipped that one because I didn't have the, I had the first two with the t-shirt, right? He's got the X-Men
Oh, I
t-shirt on
love
the
the X-Men
shelf on
t-shirt one.
one
That's a
of them.
great one.
And then the very first one they did. So I hadn't picked up the one with baby pool, but this one is, I really do want one with
Dwayne
a
Wilson
portrait.
in the portrait. So
So I may break down.
you may break down and get this one. So okay then, I think that's it. Oh, there was a little quick random Star Wars drop. So was there Squid Game? The Squid Game figure. My goodness me, Squid Game 2. Great likeness there with that actor. Absolutely great likeness there with that. So if you're into Squid Game, and of course one of the newly launched exclusives was the Galen Erso, which, if you're a completist and you really like Rogue One, man, you're tooled up if you get Galen Erso, and then you get what's his name? Ben Mendelsohn's character. What was he called again? That guy. I mean, if you've got those, that's really nice. I do like these superfluous Star Wars characters. If you're a mad Star Wars fan, I think you can really kind of boost up your display with these extra kind of nice kind of extra characters and stuff. But there you go now. I have no idea who Kamen Rider is. It's not something that made it over here much. Oh, the Red Hulk! We discussed Red Hulk last time. We discussed Red Hulk last time.
Right.
So there you go. All right then. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a commercial break. And we're going to hear from our sponsor, Fanboy Collectibles. And we are going to be back in a couple of minutes. So take a couple of minutes. Back. Sec. Looking to find collectible figures at low cost with superior customer service? Fanboy Collectibles is one of the largest retailers of high-end collectibles on the east coast of the USA. Carrying a full array of Hot Toys, Enterbase, Sideshow Collectibles, 3A, and all the top manufacturers. Domestic and international packages ship daily, all fully insured with tracking number and securely packed. Getting it to you as quickly is important, but not as important as your collectibles arriving in pristine condition. Are you looking to pre-order an item to guarantee you don't miss it when it's released? Well, Fanboy Collectibles does that too. If you got a question about an item, give them a call, shoot them an email, or even leave them a message on their Facebook page. Fanboy Collectibles is available full-time to respond to you and to get your items to you as quickly as possible. Anyone can make a sale. Fanboy Collectibles knows the key to being successful is repeat customers. That comes from doing the right thing by you and making customer services their priority. Fanboy Collectibles. For some it's a hobby, to them it's an obsession. Let's just start then with just whatchamacallit then. Have you got Yoshi on your podcast? On your
Yeah, Hoshi, I did on a review of a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, something like that.
Okay, I'm going to go to MWCtoys.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to listen to Mike now talk about Yoshi. Now,
Hoshi.
Hoshi, sorry, Hoshi. Not, yeah, not Yoshi.
Yoshi isn't that video game?
Oh, that's a little dinosaur from Mario, isn't it, Yoshi?
Yes, Mario.
Hoshi. Yeah, this is the communications officer and the linguistic specialist
There you go.
from Enterprise. Enterprise,
That's right.
it's a TV show that I did like, even though I did feel it kind of fell off a cliff, and I thought that last episode was bloody awful. But I liked some of the things that happened in it. And Yoshi, she is so cute. She is apes. Cute as a button, this girl. But this is another fine entry from the boys over there. Oh my goodness, but you're these.
X06. So yeah, now we've got this is Hoshi Sato. She was an ensign. She is a communication specialist, predecessor to Uhura. She is supposedly in Star Trek lore. I was involved in the development
Of the
of the
Universal Translator.
yes, the Universal Translator.
Yay.
So Hoshi is their fourth release in their Enterprise set. T'Pol was the last one, who is terrific as well. But Hoshi is going to be, of course, a lower run, right? You're not going to sell a lot of Hoshi Settos, even to Star Trek collectors. She's a little bit more of a niche item. And so the body on this one is probably, I'm not perfectly positive, but I would be willing to bet money that this body is something they picked up on the market instead of developing their own, like they did with T'Pol and Seven of Nine and some of the other
Those
female
girls are
figures.
skin tight, though. They require a uniqueness
Yeah,
body,
this
don't
one
they?
is that dopey, dumpy kind of looking outfit that Enterprise had,
And
right?
overalls.
The flight suit kind of outfit. And so it's a great looking body, but it is a little shorter than it really should be. She should be closer in height to T'Pol, and she's about a half inch short.
Oh, really?
But on the shelf with the rest of them. You know, it's not bad. If you're you know, a serious fan, you realize she's a little short. But you know, one of the nice things about the EXO 6 figures is that when you look at them on the shelf, you do get a variety of sizes. It's not like there was two bodies and they used them over and over again, right? You've got a nice variety of sizes that they've produced as close as they can to most of the figures. So having her a little shorter does not ruin it for me. That's really the only nit I had with this figure. She is beautiful. It is a fantastic head sculpt. Like most of the times with EXO 6, they show photos of the figure and start pre-orders of the figure long before they're done with the sculpting. And so what you get in the prototype is usually far inferior to what you get as a final. And that was the case here with her. If you look back at the old prototype figures, it's nice of an accurate sculpt as this one is. The paintwork is absolutely beautiful. They're doing they're really, really doing a nice, and not one of their own, is that the head sculpt and the neck are separate pieces, so you do have that neckline. That
Yes, that's the only
usually
one I was looking for.
happens that usually doesn't happen when they do their own body, but some people might not like that. It's okay with me. Again, it gives them a little more mobility in the neck joint. But yeah, she's a terrific figure. She doesn't come with a ton of accessories. She comes with mostly, the other stuff, trans tricorder, transporter base, phaser, the usual stuff, communicator, and they are the Enterprise versions, right? The holster is slips into a slot on the side. There's no magnets, anything like that. They weren't doing that yet on the show. Yeah, she's nice. She's a very pretty figure. Decent. Again, you were talking about a $200 figure here and not a $400 figure. So this is really
Which is
nice work. And you're talking about, I expect to see next will be Crusher. She should be
hey.
out anytime. She should start shipping any day. I know that in May we're getting a Gorn from the original
Hey.
show. That'll be fantastic. So, this is a line that I'm gonna keep being a completist on, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna get every single one, aren't you?
Yep.
It's gonna be nice. And have they made some tiny dioramas yet?
No. Well, they made chairs, but they haven't done anything. They've talked about potentially doing some bridge pieces, but they haven't released any of those yet. They did do
Ah,
two
they
chairs.
really should. See,
Or
and that
one
was
chair?
one there.
One
Now
chair.
I saw now on Facebook now where Nanjing's gonna they're gonna be slowing down a little bit now because of this. The crack as well. So Nanjing was another one I saw
Yeah,
maybe
everybody's going to be
slowing down.
slowing down, hoping, and yeah.
Well,
Sadly.
we'll just see. Hopefully, it doesn't just keep making the characters. Like we said, we do sing the praises of EXO 6 because they're just doing figures that, like you say, will probably never be done again. And Yoshi here, Yoshi,
Hoshi H. Hoshi
Hoshi
Sato.
Sato, Hoshi Sato. Oh God, I'm butchering the poor girl's name. Yeah, she was so lovely. I mean, the Paul was hot as hell, of course, but Yoshi's over there in the communicator is just being effortlessly pretty and nice and stuff. So yeah, she's very, very, very nice. Okay, so the next figure we're going to talk about is let's go into Hot Toys now, and this is a figure now that I was like, oh, will I get this? Will I not? But thankfully, Fanboy Collectibles had him in stock, so I was managed to be able to get that from Fanboy Collectibles now. So, and it's John Wick, and it's John Wick from John Wick 4, and this guy is absolutely brilliant. This is the second Keanu Reeves figure I have, and this is actually I believe this is the second John Wick figure we've ever had, isn't it? I did think they released another previous. Did they release another John Wick before this?
Yeah, I think so.
So this is the second John
Yeah.
Wick. And this is from John Wick 4, so he's got his missing finger. He's got his missing his ring finger. He comes with plenty of gubbins. He comes with like stacks of coins. He comes with like individual coin for to do the whole, passing over and getting the favors done or whatever, or the rituals that they have for the Continental. There you go. I hit the struggle there with the Continental. Now this is a figure of basically a dude in a suit, but this is a very incredibly well tailored suit in my opinion. I've had figures of this before. We had Coulson before. We had some Men in Black from Enter Bays before, and I guess yeah, you have had Joker down there. He's got in a suit, but this is a guy in a real, really fitted, tailored suit. And they have done an excellent job with the tailoring on the suit, and it has a texture that's unique to John Wick and the character in the film. I did a lot of Westworld figures, and each of the characters, well, even though you think they're wearing just suits and stuff, you get in there, and it's like, no, there's a material that's significant to the character, or that's the costume designer in the movie wanted a certain look for the character, and she has applied a certain kind of texture to this suit. And it's the suit. It's got a white shirt as well, that like, and the tie and the shirt on the inside. It's like, it's not baggy, it's not bulky. Everything's really, really, really well fitted, to the point where I don't want to actually crease the suit, so I have his arms straight down. You can move them all which way you like, but you don't want to put creases in that lovely suit. And I'd love to have him with his num because he comes with, oh, so he comes with a samurai sword, which is very nice. It is plastic, in the days where you just got, Yojimbo and Seven Samurai guy Mifune, we get steel swords with him, and Inarts are doing steel swords. It doesn't mean it's Hot Toys are not doing steel swords. This would have been nice, a steel sword, but it looks great. It looks awesome. He comes with a pair of nunchucks. He comes with a submachine gun with kind of two magazines you can pop in and out, and it's got the telescopic sights and everything. He comes with he comes with a very nice pistol that the boys give him at the end of the movie. He comes with obviously the musket, the dueling musket again from the end of the movie that cracks open and all that. He also comes with a bow and arrow and two arrows, and he comes with, I is my opinion, one of the nicest, most efficient kind of change out of hairstyles I've ever seen, where you can actually just grab the front piece of the hair and change it out with a more kind of windswept actiony. So he's like, if you want to have him stalking, holding the machine gun sideways, which is something he does a lot in the movie, you can totally do that, and he looks absolutely boss. He also has rotatable eyes as well. And they've improved this technology a lot, in my opinion, because way back in the days we got rotatable eyes. We got one with Michael Keaton, and we got ones with Indiana Jones, and they were always a little bit maybe too far back, or they just looked a little too, maybe, as not as the plastic around them just wasn't as tight as it should be. Like, there was a little, you could see there was maybe a gap. But now with these new eyeballs, man, because the Joker down on the floor here is the same as well. It's amazing, man, and they're easy to rotate now because they're individual. I would still prefer that you could move one dial and move both eyes at the same time, because by crikey, you've got to really have your eye on the prize to get the eyes,
Yeah, it
especially when
does
it kind of a
take a
look up to
while to
time.
get that perfect adjustment.
It's incredibly fiddly, and I'm not sure the tool is the best thing either for kind of things. So I would like if there was a tool. Here's you could, because I know the idea of when they first introduced the PR eyeball rolling system. People had nightmares with their Keaton Batman, because I think he was one of the first to have it, and it broke famously. Obviously the engineering on the back was very light or very cheap plastic, and it tended to break, so you ended up having a lot of boss-eyed Batman, and you couldn't do anything about it because they weren't individual. Now they're all individual, but can we not get a little pokey pokey device thing that has two little prongs on it that you can just move them together at the same time? Is that not possible? I guess maybe they go farther apart and they kind of go in and out, wouldn't they? So I guess physics would prevent you from maybe doing that. But anyway, the eyes are really good on this. This is an I love this figure. This is Keanu Reeves like step, because I have him alongside Neo from Matrix now, and having John Wick and Neo from Matrix just stood alongside each other is absolutely dope. He comes with a nice simple base. I will say the packaging on this was lovely as well. It was really nice. It was kind of like a card, like a deck of cards with the hotel. It was quite art deco-y. Absolutely lovely. I love this figure. It's highly, highly recommend. I don't know if Fanboys collectibles now, but give him a holler and see if you can maybe kind of get it out of get it in stock for you if you can, because he sometimes can do that. It's stunning. Like I said, don't. It's up to you. I mean, you can have him holding a machine gun in permanent. You can get him in a cool permanent pose, but I just. You know, the suit is so tailored nicely. You just don't want to frustrate it. What do you think? What would you do in that situation? Did you, for starters, Mike, do you have this figure?
No, I didn't get this one, but I would pose him in an action pose. Yeah, that's just me.
You would pose him in an action pose.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's nice. Like, he really is. Just like, yeah. You really see it. You really see it, man. So I don't know. I love his facial expression, like his kind of mouth half open thing, which. You know, the people are for and against the half open thing, because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, maybe on like Jedi Luke Skywalker, it was a little bit awkward, but on this one, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm really impressed with this figure. You know, but it is a guy in a suit, but it's a very incredibly well suit, kind of great suit. I mean, do you have any John Wick figures at all, Mike? Are you gonna get
I have
yourself?
smaller ones, but I don't have any 6 scale ones.
Oh, right, okay. I will say though that there was a weird thing with the ankles on this guy. They insisted that you popped out the ankles, And as a result, he's got socks on and stuff. And it's just like, why am I popping out his ankles? Because I just want to move his feet. But evidently, if to pop out, I evidently I have to pop out his ankles in order to kind of get a kind of a good solid wide stance on him and stuff. So I thought
That's
that was
kind of
weird.
weird.
It was a very weird one, but maybe they did that because sometimes some of the ankles can get very weak and they fall over. Maybe
Maybe.
they did that to strengthen. I don't know. It was a bit of an odd one, anyway. But there you go. You're on next, Mike. What have we got next? You
Well, let's
got
talk about Poison Ivy from Mondo.
Yay!
So Mondo,
Love
of course, I
Mondo.
love all their work. I just pre-ordered their Creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm gonna have to
Oh
have
yeah.
that, even though I have a million Creature from the Black Lagoons.
What about She-Ra and Swiftwind, Mike? You're gonna totally get that. Come on,
No,
She-Ra and
no, no, no. I'm not as crazy for Masters of the Universe as you are, man. You're the Masters of the Universe guy. I have a couple, but
Master.
yes,
You have a couple of the Mondo Masters.
I have to get the Creature from the Black Lagoon. But I don't think there's any other outstanding animated series figures right now on pre-order. I think that they had a couple more they announced, but I don't think they've gone up for pre-order yet. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, so Poison Ivy makes the 10th unique character they've done in the series. She looks fantastic, a beautiful paint job again. Of course, I bought the timed exclusive. That is always the way to go with Mondo.
It is.
It
It absolutely
they give
is.
you like a week. It's not like that you have to rush to order it, and then they make to order. The key here is that you get extra heads. She comes with three heads altogether. You get extra accessories. You might get extra hands. There's always a lot of extras, and they're well worth it. It's only like $15 usually, or $20 more. It's
No, and it's totally worth it
yeah,
because the
always
options are
well
bloody
worth the
brilliant.
price.
Even if you'd never displayed them, I mean, let's face it, a lot of us do kind of. When you're. Answer me this now. So, when you get her and you get a lot of the Mondo Time exclusives, what do you do? Because, look, in an ideal world, I'd love to have my figure there and have all the accessories at their feet because I just love the showcase of it. But what do you do there now?
Yeah,
With
it
your Poison
depends
Ivy
on,
there
like,
now?
for her, I've done so I will swap up like heads once in a while. You know, like I'll keep it
Right.
on the shelf with one head for a while, and then when if I do it
Okay.
if I happen to dust or clean that shelf, I might grab out the accessories because I keep them in bags relatively close.
Right. So yeah. So right. Yeah. So you do. That's what you do. You
Yeah.
so you empty out all the box,
Yeah, the
put the box
boxes go into
away.
storage separate, all empty, and then I put all of the accessories into plastic
Into the
bags
little.
in bins that are all labeled so I can find them.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
Yeah,
Cool.
that
Because
keeps them
I do the
all.
same as well. I do the same.
Yeah, because the boxes I don't really worry about temperature control and humidity and all that. You know, I
Yeah.
want the boxes to survive, but if they don't survive, I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
But I want the accessories in the same environment as the figures so that they can stay nice and clean and safe. Anyway,
Jeez, you
so
gotta.
like her right now, I've got her on the shelf. I've got her one, with two of the plants out with her at her feet because she comes with some potted plants. And then I have her with the two babies that come in the little pea pods sort of dealies sitting on the shelf with her.
Yeah.
So when they're
Very
really
angry
cool
baby.
accessories like that, those have to go out. Like, for example, with Harley, she had to have her hyenas out with her. You know, stuff like that you gotta have with.
Yeah.
I do wish on her the speaking of the little pea pods, they're really cute, but and they're large. I mean, they're baby size 6 scale. But what they really kind of rounded the bottoms too much, or they left the bottoms rounded, so they kind of like want to roll over on the shelf. I wish they would have flattened them just slightly to make it a little, and I wouldn't have to use poster tack to hold them down.
What, the little bottom of the flower pots?
Well, the flower pots are fine.
Oh, so
The baby's in
the
the little
baby rolls.
pods, right? They're like little, they're like flower pods
Ah,
that the babies, they look like
right, and
cribs,
they just roll over.
yeah, that they sit in, and they kind of tend to want to roll over. So
What were they meant to be for? Is she meant to hold them, do you think?
I don't
The
think
pea
so. They're
pods?
too big. That's the
Okay.
I
Well, yeah,
quite
and you get
understand.
plenty of hands with her as well, by the looks of it.
Yeah, you get plenty of
I like
hands,
the
you
little
get the nice
delicate
head
holding hands.
sculpts. It's
I
beautiful
do
paint
like lots
job.
of
It's a
hands.
really nice figure. Again, they've done a wonderful job with this line. Like I said, we've got 10 different characters that they've done, and they've done multiples of Batman, and they've done a couple paint variants on Freeze and Joker. So you got plenty of potential figures in the list, especially if you really like, for example, when they did Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh yeah.
You've got the two versions of Phantasm. You know, you've got her with the head sculpt, and then you've got the costume with the mask and the cloak. I had ended up with two so that I could have both of those on the shelf, right? Those are that's the two unique characters that are unique enough that I wanted both versions.
Tell you what, I absolutely love. I'm going to try and get onto Hector. I really love the Godzilla and the Kong that they've made. Especially, they had like a bunch of kind of slightly when they do these kind of metallic, very nice colored versions of like the. I love the Kong. I'm a big Kong Godzilla guy. The new movies, I don't watch the old stuff. I'm a heathen like that. But I absolutely love all the Kong movies. I absolutely love them. I think they're so daft, but I just love them. And Mondo are doing it's a really nice. I mean, they're really diversifying their portfolio quite a lot these days. They've dropped the new real Ghostbusters as well, and you know, I've got three. There's three different Kongs here. I've got a white Kong, a white and purple Kong, and I've got a Godzilla Kong where he's about to do the blowy blowy power blast thingy, and I'm just and I'm loving. And of course, their massive universe stuff is honestly those massive universe figures are the
Well,
stuff of dreams,
if you think
you
about
know.
it this way too, you know, they've got Mondo has a couple years ago now, at least maybe 3 years ago now, really started getting heavy into this animated stuff with the X-Men and with Masters of the Universe and with the Batman stuff. And but they haven't forsaken the realistic stuff, right? Like I just said, I've pre-ordered Creature from the Black Lagoon, and we had the not too long ago we had
McCreary.
the MacCreary from the Thing. So, you know, they're kind of sticking their toe back in the water of more realistic, non-animated 6-scale figures too, and they do really nice work.
And you're a big lover, so yourself and Jeff are very angry at me for not seeing a Creature from the Black Lagoon. I have not seen a Creature from the Black Lagoon, but I tell you what, I've been watching lately, Mike. I have been watching Toshirô Mifune movies, and I did finally watch Seven Samurai. It is one of the greatest movies ever made.
There you go.
It really is. You watch it, man. It's like that's from that. That's from that. That isn't from that. God, I can even watch that. That's from that. And then I rewatched Yojimbo. I hadn't seen Yojimbo since a little boy. I rewatched Yojimbo again, and it's like, yeah, it's cool stuff. But for Creature from the Black Lagoon, how does do you feel at this point? Because you've got other Creature from the Black Lagoon
I
figures,
have the
haven't you?
original, because this is the second time Mondo's done one. I have their other Mondo from before. I have the Sideshow one, which is not a bad figure. The one that Mondo did before, so the Sideshow version, which was part of their terrific Universal Monsters 6-scale line, but it's like, you know, 20 years old now. It was a kind of a rubber, more of a vinyl skin over the joints, so the joints were hidden. It is held up. It's like a automobile grade vinyl kind of thing. The second one, the one that Mondo did, the joints are visible. They're hidden by the scale pattern, right? But they are kind of visible. And this one, I think they're trying to go for a less visible but yet as well sculpted look. So I
It's
don't know.
lovely, dude.
I love the creature. So now I will tell you, the creature movie sucks. It's a terrible movie. It is, you know, just another very standard King Kong storyline, right? Monster in the wild, trap it, bring it back. That's the whole kind of idea. Falls in love with the girl. Beauty kills the beast, sort of thing, right? But the creature itself, that design, that character design, which was designed by a woman,
By a woman,
is one of
uncredited.
the greatest monster dude in a monster suit designs ever made.
Not poor old diver that had to go underneath the water to do that. Oh, so it's not the best movie in the world, then, is it? No,
No, it's not a great movie. I mean, it's an
it's
okay
just one that
movie.
stuck out for the
It's
kids in
just
America.
that the creature design is just so. Now, and then it spawned two sequels, so. There's actually three creature movies, yeah.
Are they any good?
The first one's the best.
The first one's okay, which tends to be the way. But no, Mondo. I mean, Mondo are kicking it on. I mean, Jesus, did you saw their display at the what's the LA con called? What was that called?
You're not talking about. Oh, you're talking about WonderCon.
WonderCon. That's it. Where the Mondo show. Jeez, they showed off She-Ra and Swiftwing. That's a 1/6 scale horse. They're making the second 1/6 scale horse with wings. It's going to be absolutely epic. They also showed a prototype of Many Faces, which looks absolutely amazing. What else did they see? Of course, I just noticed
Well,
the
that's
Masters of the
another thing to
Universe.
note about them is that size doesn't seem to be an issue, right? They
No, they don't.
did Man Bat, right? So your size is Man Bat has a 3-foot wingspan, so they don't shy away from large figures.
I can't wait. And then we got Mumm-Ra, they got the Thundercats line coming as well. Oh yeah, I mean, as I said, I would have been buying like all the X-Men as well. But it's just like, it's room, dude, room, Mike, room, 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 room. And I love their Megan as well. They got Megan coming as well.
Oh
And
yeah, Megan, I'm really torn on. I haven't bought it, but man, I really want it.
It's a
Just because
good
it's a
movie,
u it's a
dude.
good movie, it's a unique horror character, right? It's not just another freaking same thing. And so yeah,
Well,
I'm really kind of tempted.
absolutely. We'll get Bob back on the podcast
Yeah.
again for some again, because I do love the money. It's just nice that just it's just nice. It's just nice. I want those King Kongs. I want the Man Thing as well. They made a Man Thing a while back. I missed out, and I was like, I really want that. It's just like really cool figures. But there you go. That's it now for Mondo. Right then. So we got the next one we got to review is, let's break it up a little bit. I'll end up. Actually, no, because I'll go on, and it's going to be a little bit of a quick one. This is the Hot Toys DX Joker. Now, I will say this is the first Hot Toys Joker I have ever gotten. I did get the Enter Bay quarter scale Joker, and I did end up selling that. It was a fine fan to me. It was one of the greatest versions of the figure ever made, in my opinion. But then, scale them for various different reasons. I ended up selling it, and Oh, I forgot to tell you, it was actually on the floor, and he kind of got on you. John Wick comes with a lot of fingers, and or a lot of fingers. He comes with a lot of hands. One of them is missing a finger, which is very John Wick, of course. There is, but yeah, he comes with all different. He comes with all lots of cool, posable, gestury hands, especially with the nunchucks. He kind of comes with this kind of open hand. And Joker here is the same, actually. Joker here comes with a lot of really nice. As I said, this is my first time having a Hot Toys Joker, and this is like, I mean, this is what. Is this the fourth or fifth Hot Toys we've had of this Heath Ledger Joker?
Oh, well, depending on how you want to look at it, it's more than that, right? Because if you think about Bank Robber Joker, and if you think about
All right.
the version where he's dressed, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on my shelf right now. So yeah,
Oh, wow, okay.
there've been plenty of Heath Ledger Jokers from Hot Toys.
Goodness, well, this is the one I opted to get because, as I said, Fanboy Collectibles got this one in, and I managed to get one in there before it kind of sold out, because I think this one sold out very well, and people were really discussing this one as a direct competition with the much lauded after in art one, which I never got because I just thought it was too expensive and all the rest of it. And this is my first Heath Ledger hot toy. This figure is stunning. It is absolutely stunning. I mean, the body, again, I'm big on Hot Toys getting their anatomy right. I'm bad, like proportions and things like that. Although I will say the hands are rather big. They just seem a
Hot
little bit
Toys have
big. He comes
always
up.
had a problem with oversized hands. That's just one of their things.
But you need to knock that off, though. It
Yeah.
doesn't kill the figure by at all, by any means. It does not kill the figure because thankfully his hands are kind of up inside his jacket, which is fantastically tailored and beautifully weathered and unbelievably poseable. Like, it is got wires everywhere in this, and it is beautifully poseable. Oh, sorry, I go back to the wires again. See, this is where I'm a bad reviewer. John Wick, by the way, his jacket is fully poseable, so you can actually open it up in flare mode. So he's running around, and you change out the hair with the flare hair flowing out. You can actually flare out the bottom of the jacket. It's really nice. But on this Joker here, they've done it here as well. Hot Toys' tailoring is absolutely banging on this guy. It's absolutely stunning. This, by the way, is the plastic haired one. I was like, I don't need the rooted hair one, to be perfectly honest, because I like plastic hair on figures. As long as it looks good, I'm cool with it, to be perfectly honest. This looks stunning, and he's got the rotatable eyes, and it's bloody brilliant. Even more so that you can actually change out slightly his facial expression. It's not the biggest difference in the world, but if you're really in this character, you can actually change out and have a tongue kind of slightly coming out of his mouth, because he does that quite a bit in the movies, quite a bit. But the shoelace, the shoes, the pants, the tailoring on the pants is beautiful. The waist jacket is on the inside, or the jacket, and then the waist jacket in his, like, everything's nice and tight. His posture is particularly nice to me. Heath kind of did this kind of posture. He kind of lunged down and kind of hunched up his shoulders a little bit, and he just does this posture thing on the Joker, and it's really apparent here. And you can actually adjust the posture slightly as well, like popping his head slightly upper and downer, depending on what you like. Absolutely stunning figure. Comes with a shotgun, up loads of hands, a bizarre light up base, and I'm just like, why is there a bat symbol in concrete that glows up? I don't understand it. It's a glow up. It's a USB, which is nice. I like. Give me more USB, please, Hot Toys. But I don't see the point in having a light up bat symbol in concrete. It doesn't make any physical sense to me. I don't remember it in the movie, and I just It just seems redundant and a bit superfluous kind of thing. One thing that is new unique about this is that they've decided to give you two options for the display on it. That it's a stand, it's a standard crotch grabber. Actually, it's not a crotch grabber. It's a ring. They decided to go for a ring on this one, I think. I put it back in the box. You see, sometimes like that, some things like that I will leave in the box. Like an old stand that I don't need, I will leave that in the box. But hands and guns and stuff like that, you gotta take out the box and keep them handy, like you said, Mike, in little bags, and you label them and stuff. But what's interesting about this one that they bolted. There's a little piece of plastic you screw into the bottom of the foot. There's a big hole in the bottom of the foot. You screw a little piece of plastic in the bottom of the foot, and that wedges down into the base, so you can kind of get a bit more kind of dynamic kind of poses with them. And I thought this was a good idea. You wouldn't want to shake it too much because it will pop out, but it's sturdy enough. And I'm like, that's an interesting new little break of tradition from Hot Toys. No crotch grabber, no waist grabber. We'll do this thing because, as we know, we're going to get onto caustic plastic in a bit. Caustic do this amazing with magnets, which I absolutely love, and I would like Hot Toys to start employing the magnets in the base, because I do think it's a nice. It adds a certain quality to the figure, even though it's such a small thing. There's something we're going to be talking about Colonel James Braddock here now in a second, Caustic, and it does add a certain level of quality, in my opinion. Having the magnets. Where are you on this guy, Mike?
I just don't need another Joker.
You didn't need another, even though this one is
Right.
like the most photogenic one
I
ever.
know, but I'm happy with all my Jokers. I've got them displayed the way I like them. They all look good on the shelf. I'm happy, and I don't know which one I would sell to get this one. So I don't know. He's nice. I would have probably gotten the hair if I was going to get it just to have something different than the ones I've already got. Now, I have seen people saying the artisan versions, they've started to have some trouble with the hair, and I don't know if it's just them being anal retentive like some collectors can be, or if there is actually some of the hair having an issue, because every time I see it, it's like a super macro close-up and I can't tell what's wrong. There has been some people saying that the I believe these new one artisan ones are not necessarily rooted, they might be glued, and that some of the hair is coming off or out, or but I don't know.
Well, that's disappointing.
I haven't had one of the artisans yet. I have the Black Widow on order. That's the one I'll
Yeah,
be
that, to
getting
be
for
honest,
sure.
of all the artisans, man, that was a good one to get on. I sadly missed out on that one. So I do have the Harley on pre-order, but I might, if they can swap over for Black Widow, I might, because it'd be nice to have a nice good old, really good Scarlett Johansson figure. So it would be, but yeah, I mean, this is a really great figure. He comes with stacks of money, lots of accessories, comes with all the grenades that you put inside the jacket, which I haven't bothered to do, but you can put them all in there, line them all up, and he's got his little jing 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 finger, and he's got a little switchblade knife. You can put the things in his shoes, the little daggers, and there's all the stuff that pretty much came with before, and every other, when he's wearing this jacket, and the machine gun and stuff. So it's all the kind of same as it was before. To be honest, he pretty much comes exactly the same as what the Blitzway came with, except for maybe the shotgun, I think. It's a superb figure, and I had to have this one because for me, he's a cinephile. Right? No, we're going to get onto the cinephile conversation straight after this now, Mike. But yeah, to me, if I'm a cinephile, having something like a John Wick and this Heath Ledger Joker, I think is a nice kind of cinematic display to have. If you're going to have any kind of a DC character on there, yeah, we can all have Batman. But for me, this is going to go right alongside my Jack Nicholson Joker, and they're just going to look so cool together, kind of thing. And we'll get Mr. Freeze as well when he comes up, because I like Mr. Freeze. And even though it's silly and daft, I just think it'd be very cool. And it's not in the same ballpark as this guy. This was an amazing character with an amazing performance and an amazing movie. And it's as I said, like, I'm looking at the like all of his jacket, it's so dirty at the bottom. The buttons are so well done. Like across the top of his jacket, it's like the ends of his sleeves are all worn and bitted, and it's just the attention to detail, and it's like, I don't see how Inart could top this one, but maybe they have. The Inart has the lovely seamless wrists, which are quite nice, so he can do his nice clappy clap thing kind of thing on the chair and comes to the prison cell and stuff. But the only thing that lets this figure down is the kind of the light up on the base. I just think it's a bit of a waste. I would have preferred the money be spent on maybe something else kind of a thing. But there you go. That's the DX. And I usually DX is usually like comes with two bodies and stuff like that, and you get a lot more kind of thing, but I guess DX now just means, I rotatable eyeballs now kind of thing, and maybe a few more extra bits. But I'm not sure what's DX about this. What is D? Because again, we're
I don't
used to
know.
DXs,
Yeah,
aren't.
they've kind of I don't know what counts as DX anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Any more figures you want to talk about, Mike? Because I'm just going to end
Well,
the show now
yes,
with them.
Pennywise.
Oh, yes! Go,
Best
go, go!
figure I've got sitting here in recent times. I've been waiting
Oh,
for this
go on then.
figure forever. So,
Yeah.
this is Pennywise from It, of course, Stephen King's It.
And there's some
Now,
Sideshow
this is
Collectibles.
the Sideshow release they did for Tim Curry's version of Pennywise. Now, I have to preface this by saying that before we had streaming, we had the limited series, right? So back in the day, we didn't have something where you could do 8 episodes to really do a proper job with a book. Instead, what you did is you did like 3 nights in a week, 2 hours a night, and that was a limited series. And that's what they did for it the first time, and it totally sucks. It is a terrible limited series. The acting from everybody other than Tim Curry is awful. Tim Curry
As per usual.
makes it. He makes Pennywise terrifying in a way that you could only do on television. It's just a fantastic character in a terrible movie. This representation is beautiful. They gave you two head sculpts. One of them, he's just his normal self, kind of giving you a smile. But of course, like every clown, he still looks creepy as hell. He's got the red hair. This is the woolly hair. So this is like anybody who got the Beetlejuice from Sideshow recently. This is the more thick woolly hair, and it works perfect for a clown, right? This is a wig on a clown is a wig. Everybody knows it's a wig. It's supposed to look like a wig. It's not real hair, so it looks like a clown wig. It looks exactly like it should. And then it comes with a second head that has it's still the clown
Screamy
face,
teeth.
but this head has the sharp, pointy teeth and a wide, gaping mouth. And both heads look great. I mean, it was a hard decision. So what I ended up doing is putting the second head on the shelf next to him on a little post because they just both look so good. He comes with some balloons, of course. He's got hands designed to hold the balloons. Actually, the balloons come in the hand because there's three balloons in that hand, and so it's a special hand holding them with the string sculpted down. The strings for the balloons are very strong wire, so they won't wilt. He has a very tight body, the arms, the shoulders, the elbows, the knees, the hips. So when he holds the balloons aloft, they stay aloft. That's
Cool.
important for this particular character. The costume's great. I do think I'm going to end up steaming it a little bit. It's a little wrinkly because it's kind of that nylon sort of material for the yellow part of the suit. So it's a little wrinkly right out of the box. I think I may steam it to get a few of the wrinkles out. He has a padded body underneath of it to give him the Pennywise shape. But he's great. I love
Which
him.
is a good way, which is a good way to do things when you pad things like that, I think.
It works well, and they did. It's not just like a fat suit around his belly and chest. It's down his legs are padded. It gives him that clown look. So yeah, I
Really cool
love him.
film.
He's fantastic. He's sitting here on the shelf with the Hot Toys, Pennywise from the new movies, and he looks great.
I see you have him here is with that dude, the Terrifier, which I've never seen.
Yeah,
What's that movie from?
Art the Clown,
Art the Clown from
Terrifier, yeah.
Terrifier. Never seen Terrifier. Yeah, it's really nice. And it's again, this is Sideshow now dipping their toe in and getting more. I like what Sideshow decide to make. Obviously, they give us the Dirty Harry figures, and I've got hopefully going to get the Blondie. I would like to get the Blondie because they were wise enough to release another Blondie. I guess the original Blondie sold out really fast, so I was delighted to see that they're doing a re-releasing Blondie. And I love my Dirty Harry. And I've said to you before, I've said on this podcast many times before, for some odd reason, I do like this quality on Sideshow toys. I know it's not maybe up to the snuff of Hot Toys, but I do really like Sideshow. I got the dude, I've got Ash, and I've got Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry, and I absolutely love them. I like this is a nice, it's a good company that are, making characters that are a little bit left field, and I do really like that. And I want them to continue doing that. It was a little disappointing to see that their Michael from The Lost Boys was a little disappointing on them. I think that's kind of the thing with Hot Toys. They have dropped the ball a few times on their figures, which kind of always makes me like, oh, wait till the final things comes up, because I thought their Jack Burton was awful. I was very disappointed with the Jack Burton from Big Trouble Little China, so much so I don't have it and I sold it because I just thought it was just that's not good enough for me. It just wasn't good enough for my collection. I was very disappointed with that. But this Pennywise here looks great. I'm looking at your pictures here on WCToys.com, and I'm looking at your lovely pictures. The eyeballs are really good. The paint job is really nice. The paint on the teeth looks really good, man. I mean, goodness me. They've done some fantastic job. And the tailoring around the collar is all very nice and in scale. Like, I'm seeing very nice tiny stitches here. This is really nice work, lovely pattern, and he's jumping his little pom poms, and he's got little the three button pom poms down his chest, and he comes with his little gremlin. He's coming with his gremlin hands, his stripe from Gremlin Hands or something,
His monster
which is from the
hands.
poster only. Does he actually ever get monster hands in the movie?
Not on the show that I, in the original show that I remember.
But
It's
there
been a
you go,
while since
lovely.
I
Is this
rewatched it, but
figure still available on Sideshow?
I don't know.
Pennywise. Well,
I
go
pre-ordered.
check out Side. Go check out sideshow.com. Now, from one kind of old school to another. All right, yeah, as Mike pointed out, maybe saying the name Chuck Norris and cinephile might be a bit of an oxymoron. I kind of appreciate that. But nonetheless, Chuck Norris is a cinematic hero. And, whatever about everything else, he has been in movies that we liked when we were kids. And I did like me some Chuck Norris movies when I was a kid. I liked the Delta Force. I liked, and I did like the mission or the, God Almighty, with the mission. My brain's gone mission and missing in action. Oh God, my brain's gone blank. Sorry, the missing in action movies. And there was three missing in action movies, and the second one was actually the best one because it was kind of the most kind of violent and kind of. That's the one where he's hung upside down, and they put he's in a Vietnam ex-Viet Cong concentration kind of concentration camp thingy, and they put a bag with a rat inside the bag. Chuck Norris, he eats the rat. Yeah, he's bad like that. Fun aside though, this is an app. This every time I get something from Caustic and Infinite Studio Collectibles, I am absolutely blown away by the quality, and I'm absolutely blown away by the choices that they make of characters. This is a company that's making some very like really out of left field choices of making characters. They don't give you the rock. The first Rocky they give you is not the one in the American shorts or from Rocky III. No, they're giving you like the bouncer, debt collector Rocky, and with and you know they did the Van Helsing set, which is stunning, and now they've come along with arguably a figure that looks better in hand than actually than the prototype pictures. They have done something with the face sculpt on here that just seems higher definition again than the actual original prototype pics, where I think they've done a stellar job. Why do I like this figure so much aside from because I'm, Chuck Norris is fine. I'm not like a diehard Chuck Norris. It's not like a character I'm seeking out on a regular basis. But why this figure works so well for me? Because it does hit me right in the kiddie sweets, as I call them. It's very nostalgic. It's very Vietnam. He comes with this very M16, and these are beautifully painted machine guns, by the way. He comes as M16, which is the standard rifle for all infantry in the Vietnam War, and he comes as big M60, which is the big heavy belt gun and stuff like that. He comes with all different kinds of things. He comes with an absolutely beautiful barbed wire that you bend around and wrap around the base, and it's really nice. I didn't realize it was bendable. Another thing I didn't realize in my video as well that he comes with a for the M60, which is the big gun he has on the VHS box, and the VHS box, and not the DVD box, and the VHS box, and they did on the front artwork on the box as well. If you remember better than a comparison would be, in Rambo he holds the M60. Stallone holds his big M60 machine gun, and he wraps the bullets around his wrist or his forearm so they can kind of run. These bullets are kind of like steel, but they're bitted in that they can perfectly wrap around like they don't expand. So like there's I don't know whatever way they've constructed it that the bullets just kind of stagger around each other, and it just wraps around his wrist beautifully, and it comes off the gun. It's absolutely stunning. But the face sculpt in this is just really, really, really nice. Where it is better than the prototype picked. It seems to have more creases. He looks more jaded and tired. This is a real Vietnam figure. I mean, if you're an American, you kind of got to have this. If you're a kid that grew up watching, all these action movies on, from Canon Pictures in the fucking late 80s and early 90s, if you grew up watching these movies, or indeed any Vietnam movie, this guy is going to really capture you because he just has that great all-American. I'm Irish. I grew up in Ireland, and you grow up idolizing, and adoring everything that's kind of comes out of America. You just do. It's the way it was. And these kinds of characters that are very military looking, they're very potent to me, because I played guns and I played with Action Man when I was a kid. I was one of those kids that went into the garage or went into out to the forest and out to the fields and painted his face with his little plastic machine gun. Yeah, come on, you guy, go on and get the guys. I love that. So he kind of really brings me right back. And it is Chuck Norris, and he is, for better or worse, he is a bit of an icon. And I just think this is an absolutely amazingly detailed, well-made, well-crafted figure of Chuck Norris, but it's just a really kind of cool Vietnam US Army guy, because he has his grenades, he's got his backpack, he comes with a bazooka or a grenade launcher that you can put all the bullets in, all the guns clap, the daggers come out, and there's lovely tailoring and weathering on his fatigues. It's really, really, really nice. The sculpting on the hair is lovely. And just like his boots, you might have to tie the shoelaces when you get him out of the box. I had a bit of a nightmare trying to get the shoelaces, and I had to get my partner Ali, who's got more dainty little heads. She managed to tie up the boots. And like I said, and what I do like is that it seems to be that Costigan and Infinite Studios want to have all their figures on exactly the same kind of base, where they've got a beautifully 3D sculpted relief logo of whatever movie it is, be it Van Helsing in this case is Missing in Action, and then it comes with a lovely magnetized base, and like it's so like it's a magnetized base where I can pick up the figure and the base will attach. It's that kind of it's strong like that, so it's very, very satisfying. It holds the figure really well. This guy poses really well. I took this guy out to the we've got a couple of gardens or near us here, kind of private gardens, this kind of thingy. And I took them out, and I didn't care what anyone thought. I went out to the garden, climbed up a tree, put this guy up a tree, took amazing photographs. I had a wicked afternoon of them. I've got a partner, and she was with me, so it just takes away all the weirdness out of it, kind of thing. But it was really, really fun figure, and this is it's just a good American GI, figure. It just feels like that. We haven't had anything like this now since Hot Toys did release like Platoon. They released two characters from Platoon like what about 10, 12 years ago now, and those are like this one now. Like I wouldn't mind them kind of re-releasing those characters again, because I think it would just look better again. Just this guy, just the way he moves, and like if you photograph him. You can look at my Instagram and look at the photographs of this guy. Honest to God, it looks like a movie clip, because he's just there's just something about the sculpting on the face of this guy that's just superb. Yeah, he doesn't have the rotatable eyes. His eyes would be very small. Be quite hard to do if he was. But I'm absolutely loving what Costigan are doing, and they've got some interesting licenses now coming. They got Crow. They've got Conan the Barbarian, which I cannot wait for. We're finally getting. How many companies have teased us with a 1/6 scale Conan the Barbarian? And it's just everyone in Q-Mix
Yeah,
did
and
it.
it's just
Oh,
never
it
quite
fell away.
made.
It's just never been made. And it's now we got Costigan here. And I honestly am loving their quality. There's just something really, really nice about the quality, because these are a big step above Sideshow. As I said, I like Sideshow. I do love Sideshow, but I do think these guys are a step above Sideshow, and I think they're gnawing at the heels on Hot Toys in terms of quality. They're gnawing at it. Are they better than? No, I'm not going to say they're better than Hot Toys, but there's just some extra embellishments and extra little things that they do that's like, oh, you guys are just really trying to make the best possible thing here. So I'm just super excited. As I said there, I think one of the most. Look, in art, they're doing great work. I think that's fine. But, they're not exactly, in my opinion, making an exciting license. They got a Lord of the Rings coming, and or they got Lord of the Rings figures, and that's where I'm really interested in art. But everything else they're kind of doing there, Batman or, Superman and Steel Thrones kind of stuff, I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. They're nice. But when I have an interesting character here that's just out of left field for him, I'm very intrigued by it. Even like London by Gaslight. I've never seen London by Gaslight, but that figure looks absolutely stunning. Then
Well,
there's
that's because
Phantom of the
nobody
Opera
has,
on.
but
That's true,
yeah,
because it was a lost it's a lost
it's a
movie,
lost
isn't
movie,
it?
but yeah, for me, the Universal Monsters Classics have been doing has been really calling my name, but I haven't
Oh yeah,
bought
you're
any
all
of
over that
them. I have
Frankenstein.
not that Frankenstein. I almost ordered it from Kit, but the problem was I thought, oh, Sideshow will get it because Sideshow has gotten some of the caustic stuff, and they haven't put it up yet now, and so now I'm worried that Maybe I won't be able to get it from them, so I have to, so I'm thinking I just go order the kit. But that's the
Yeah.
one right now. Had they done it, had they announced the creature, but Caustic said they weren't going to do anything somebody else was doing, so they weren't doing the creature since Mondo was doing
Which
it.
is good. That's a good
Yeah,
policy to
that's
have, I
fine.
think.
And so you know, this Frankenstein might be the one that finally breaks me down as far as Caustic goes, and picking one up.
Which
Although that London After Midnight is a beautiful figure. I have the sideshow version that they did back in the day, as well as their quarter scale premium format statue they did of that figure, and it is
Oh
a
yeah.
really cool character.
It's just
Now
creepy
for
and cool
me,
and weird, isn't it?
Chuck is a character that, I go back earlier, so I'm a huge fan of movies like Breaker Breaker and Octagon and
Oh yeah.
Lone Wolf McQuade, stuff he did before his run of Vietnam War movies.
Yeah.
I didn't like those as much. I'm not a big missing in action fan, but I did love him back in the early days. But yeah, this one just doesn't speak to me quite the same way as it does to you, because I wasn't quite the same a fan of the movie.
By no means, I haven't even seen the movie since I was a kid, kind of thing, but I dare say it's going to date really badly. It's canon. It's going to date really badly. So, but it's just, I don't know. I have him inside there now alongside John Matrix and Rambo. A Rambo from First Blood Part 1 now. And it just looks so cool. It's just like, the little kid me look, I'm a bit of a pacifist myself, kind of a thing, even though I like these. Swords and stuff like that, but the kid in me will always still like that kind of old army, American army stuff. And I just, for me, this just is he's very iconic, and it's just a very well made figure. Like the underlying body is really nice too, and I just think they're coming out are just really, really, really exciting stuff. And like I said, having him alongside Aaron, John Matrix and First Blood. It's just super, super cool kind of thing. So yeah, very, very, very exciting figure. So yeah, I think he's a very, it's a rare figure. They didn't make many, so jump on Caustic Plastics and Infinite Studio Chest Collectibles to pre-order that one. And like you say, they're making other ones now that are coming. And like that Frankenstein is up. Which Frankenstein would you get if you were to get one? Because the door is nice, man.
Yeah, I'd get the full blown door, and it's got the
Chair.
one base, and yeah, with the chair, and then it's got the door. I'd have to get both, the whole
I
deluxe,
think I'd be
whatever they're
happy with just the
calling that
door one.
package.
And we're going to get we've had Fabio on the previous recording, so we will get Fabio back on again to discuss it. But I just wanted to get a couple of more releases in, show a little bit more releases in and stuff like that. So, and hopefully they just keep plowing on, because they're an Italian company, and I love the fact on their box they're saying, made and designed and are like designed and conceived in Italy. And I'm just like, Sideshow need to do that. Designed and conceived in the USA. You need to do that kind of thing. We all know it's manufactured somewhere else, but still, the design and conception and prototyping is all done, in the countries that it come from. And I would like that kind of thing. So, and I want a new British company to. But I did see that obviously in the wake of sadly Big Chief going belly up a few years back, we have seen now that Hot Toys are releasing James Bond figures. Now that is going to be very interesting. And just before we leave the show now, folks, what does Mike think? What's the first? Are you? I mean, A, are you a James Bond fan, Mike?
I am a James Bond fan, yes.
Which would you be? Which James Bonds would you like to get?
Well, if you're going to give
Well,
me just a Bond, I'm going to go
yeah,
with Sean Connery.
from Dr. No.
Yes, especially
In the gr
in the what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was
The
going to
gray
say,
suit.
well, the gray suit is nice. I have all the Sideshow ones. Well, not all. I have all the villains that Sideshow did, and then I have at least one Bond of each actor that Sideshow did. And I have the Sean Connery that they did in the wetsuit,
Oh
from
yeah, oh yeah.
or with the spear gun. That's a great look. But yes, yeah, I'm thinking the gray suit looks nice. I have that one in a quarter scale that Sideshow did.
Oh wow. As a statue?
Yeah, they did a premium format James
Oh, a
Bond.
statue.
They did a few of them, and
What?
it's a quarter scale, but it's the cloth, right? It's premium format statue that they do with the cloth outfit. So yes, yeah, the gray suit.
I have one James Bond figure, and it's one of my favorite jumpers. It's Live and Let Die James Bond. It's the Roger Moore one, the in the standard kind of black
Tuxedo.
polo neck, the black
Oh,
polo neck.
yes.
And it's proper like espionage looking dude, and he just looks really good. The only thing I would say it's just a little on the short side, so it's slightly annoying on that one. But I'm wondering what's their first release going to be of the James Bond license. Will it be a Daniel Craig? Will it be a GoldenEye? Because I dare say if they came out swinging with a GoldenEye, Pierce Brosnan GoldenEye, I dare say that might be. Look, I'm gonna take a guess. I think for a lot of people, I think Pierce Brosnan GoldenEye could be a main one,
Yeah,
a big one.
that's true. It's about the right age.
Yeah. So I think that'd be a good one to come out swinging and to test the license and that, because I think if you come out with a hefty one like a Pierce Brosnan GoldenEye, then you can, okay, there's a thingy for this, so they might be able to go and give the Doctor No's and the Thunderballs and your Moonrakers. I mean, come on, give
Yeah.
yourself
The
Roger Moore Moonraker.
slightly unusual thing for the newer movies, I think. Like if you think of the Daniel Craig movies, you
Yeah.
don't really, to me, have a standout visual villain quite the way you have like a Jaws or a Teehee or what's the dude with the hat?
Odd job.
Odd Job, yeah. Yeah, those were really visual villains that make for good figures. The newer movies, like I like the Daniel Craig movies. I just can't think of a villain off the top of my head right now that had a really
No.
unique, cool look.
That Javier Bardem with dentures. There was that one.
Yeah.
And then he had a very rather bland Blofeld. Rather
Yes,
bland. He was
yeah.
not the most. I mean, and I like Casino Royale on the Daniel Craig ones, and I'm actually okay with Quantum of Solace. I'm okay with that. Might have to do with the fact that the chicken is super hot in that one. But yeah, I think that for none. I think Daniel Craig in a grey suit as well, kind of thing. So let's see it. But it's going to be really interesting to see now, because obviously the James Bond license now has kind of been freed up a little bit now because the owners have finally sold it. This could be a bad thing, it could be a good thing, I don't know, but Amazon now own it. So, I think we're about to get a lot more James Bond merchandise, I dare say. I'm even talking 1/12 6-inch figures as well. I think the license is going to get freed up now. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But it's exciting times. Exciting times there, ladies and gentlemen. Exciting times in the world of collecting, but it's also a little bit daunting. So let's just stay positive and just pray to Crom that everything goes well. And things can kind of get back to normal, and our incessant collecting and of articulated plastic will keep on going. But there you go, Mike Crawford. Thank you very much for joining me today. You can
You're
catch
welcome.
all Mike's. You can catch your website is always a good resource. So it's nwttoys.com. Mike reviews all the figures on there. He's even reviewed a few of the figures I've worked on and designed, like Vampirella and Tigra. You liked Vampirella, did you? She's very, very, very Vampirella's people love our Vampirella. So we're very, very, very excited. We got Conan next after that. We've got a surprise figure ready to drop, and we got Death Dealer coming with his horse as well. So everyone stand by for that. And I can tell you right now, I'm working on another bunch of figures that is IP based as well for Frazetta as well. So very, very, very exciting. So follow me on Instagram, and follow me on Instagram, email them out, and follow me on Twitter, just Eamon underscore. But yeah, you can catch Michael Crawford on Facebook and nwctoys.com. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we shall see you again about another month or two when we got more figures, and hopefully we'll have Jeff joining back then. We might have a guest as well, but we'll see how we do. Michael Crawford, thank you very much for joining me today.
You have a good one.
You too, man. You too, man. All right, folks. Good night. We're going to love you and leave you. See you guys later, and be safe out there. Bye.